You are listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. This month of September, I am changing things up and delivering a podcast every day. Wow, this is a stretch for me, and I am both very excited and also a little terrified at the same time, but I'm grateful for you being on the journey with me. If you are new to the podcast, welcome aboard. I'm keeping these bite-sized, and the intention behind this daily drop is to keep you energized, to keep you inspired, and to keep you focused on your path and journey to living your best life. Here we go. Hello, hello, my beautiful friends. I am coming to you today with a special announcement that I'll be sharing in just a few moments. But first, I just wanted to name for anyone listening that is being, hit, challenged, feeling the effects of the fires on the West Coast. Mother Earth is angry and she is screaming and she is showing us that we are not doing our part. And for those of you that are affected and just dealing with poor air quality, we are here feeling the effects of that in Los Angeles, not so much as some other places. But I just place a healing blessing of loving and of healing to you, your family, your lungs, your city, your town. And may we all do our part, whatever that looks like for you. I know for me, I'm going to, promote that we all get out and vote and be really clear that if we want a shift in change and we want things to be different and we want dollars to be going in helping the earth, we need to take action. So please use your platforms and any resources that you have or any reach that you have to remind people how important it is to get out and vote. So I have personally been vacillating between feeling, this kind of sense of heaviness, not sure if the kids should be out to play. Last night, I just broke down with Kenny and just needed a good cry. It just was like, oh, this just is feeling like a lot and it's not stopping and it's just one thing after another. I've been, been hearing this from clients and friends and community and, and then on the other side, really feeling empowered and excited about doing my part and keeping focused and keeping aligned and taking care of myself and doing what I can. And what I know is that even though there are days where I feel like I'm just kind of getting through, or I know you are too. I know so many of my community is like, I'm just kind of surviving the days. I want to remind you that there is a reason and a purpose that you have been incarnated at this time and that you are here on planet Earth for a reason and that you are meant to share your gifts and serve humans in this world, whether it's little people in your family or, or a community at large or your friends or your clients. You do have an impact to make and you are meant to receive a very clear energetic exchange in the form of money for the impact that you are making and for the gifts that are your birthright. I am so fired up about serving women in this way and in my reflections recently about where is that beautiful landing spot between the things that I love to do and the things that my clients really want from me. I have been going back and thinking about all of the women that I've worked with and how excited I get when I see results, when I see the results of the inner work happen in their life. What does that mean? I support women on mindset and inner work and becoming empowered and overcoming boundaries and inner conflict and taking inspired action in the world, doing what they are meant to do. And when we see the results of that, whether it's going from making $2,000 a month to $10,000 a month, or, going from having, six-figure years to multiple six-figure years, or getting you know, getting more visibility on different podcasts or having a brave conversation with their husband or partner and, you know, calling in more support and getting the support of a babysitter nanny. All of these small, seemingly small wins are huge. And I've realized that they light me up. It gets me so fired up and so excited. And to actually see manifestations come into my client and community's worlds as a result of them doing the work and simultaneously taking action. And so because I just really want to do my part in keeping the energy up, in serving, in working with my ideal clients, I am going to be hosting a free 5-day challenge. It's coming up very soon, all around the concept of manifesting, of mastering this quote-unquote art that there is scientific basis. I know for those of you listening, you've heard of manifesting, you've probably dabbled in it, maybe you've even done a little mini course here and there, but everyone that teaches this has a different flavor and a different flair, and what I know to be true is that I have become masterful at manifesting in my life. And I have looked back on what are the exact steps that I've done in order to create and manifest multiple six-figure launches, a house that we didn't think that we could, afford. Now, recently, a vacation home in Del Mar that was not in the cards and not in the plans. One of the healers that I work with, she just said, "Oh my gosh, you just manifested this so quickly." Healthy children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I'm going to be walking you through this manifesting blueprint during this 5-day challenge. And I'm also going to be talking about what happens and what does it mean when you don't manifest the things that you want. I have not manifested so many things in my life. And so know that if that's something that you have experienced, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have done anything wrong. Maybe there's some tweaks that can be made, but I'm going to go through with you, what does that really look like? And how can you start the manifestation process again with this blueprint in order to ensure that you are on the right track? So we're going to be talking about manifesting more abundance, more money, more impact that you are meant to make in your life. Go to the profile notes here and we'll have the link for you to join that. There's going to be hundreds of women that come together and we're going to be ending this 5 days with an incredible breathwork session, which for those of you that have done breathwork with me, you know how powerful this is. We are starting soon on Tuesday, September 29th, so I cannot wait to introduce this manifesting blueprint. This is never before seen content that I'm sharing in this challenge, and I cannot wait to co-create, to manifest, and to really merge the worlds of strategy and spirituality with you during this week. See you then.